the January regular January meeting of the Port of Siuslaw Commission meeting. For the record, I'm going to call roll. Terry Duman?
Present.
Craig Salizzi?
Present.
Rob Ward?
Present.
Bill Meyer is present. Absent is Mike Buchwald. Also present in the room, Dave Huntington and Kelly Stewart. No other visitors in the room, and there's no request for public comment, so we are going to skip the reading of that. Approval of agenda by consent. Anybody have any modifications to the agenda? Hearing none, it is approved by unanimous consent. Approval of the minutes by consent. Anybody have any additions or corrections to the minutes?
Nope.
Hearing none, it is approved by unanimous consent. Approval of the financials by consent. Kelly, you want to go over those financials with us?
Sure. Checks printed in December were $89,855.85. Our occupancy for the campground was up 10%. Mortgage was up 1%.
Okay.
There's. If you have any questions on the financials, let me know.
Okay, anybody have any questions on the financials?
Nope.
No corrections, then it is approved by unanimous consent unless there are objections. Hearing none, it was approved by unanimous consent. Boy, we're ripping through this. I want to set a record. I think Terry has the record. Manager contract. Well, maybe it'll be good. All right, item four. This is an action item for the commission. And everybody has, I'm assuming, has had a chance to review it.
Yep.
Any questions on the contract as presented in the packet? If not,
could you read the bullet points on that contract?
Bullet points.
Yeah. Terry or Kelly or Dave, do you want to do the bullet points?
Go ahead, Kelly.
Yeah, I went ahead and sent it to the lawyer per our last meeting conference that you guys wanted him to look it over. He said it looks fine. I included that in the packet. He says 8 years is longer term than usual, but there's nothing wrong with it. It looks good. And the decision to approve it needs to be done in open session.
Yeah, it'll be an action item.
Right. And so on number three, it says compensation and benefits. There's the amount that that the commission approved, so we just have to have a motion and a second to accept it.
Yeah, and we don't have to identify any portions of it. We just need a motion to the...
Well, I'd like to make a motion that we accept this employment contract subject to it being signed by the board manager.
Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
Got a second by Craig Salizzi. Any additional questions or comments before we call the question?
Go ahead, Terry.
Is the start date appropriate?
Okay, what is the start?
Are we going to backdate that for him? I don't know what it is. It may be.
Yeah, it'll be back in December.
Well, but it's the 16th day of 2020. It should be 2021.
Yeah.
On page one. You see what I mean?
Because we're extending the contract.
We're extending existing contract.
Right,
got
but
it.
On so the last page of the contract, we'll put in the December date.
Sure.
Yeah, that's on page five, right,
got
Kelly?
It.
Yes.
Got it.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, that's covered. That's my only question. I'm fine for calling for the vote, though.
CZ, no. All right, then call for the question. I'm going to do a roll call vote. Terry Duman, how do you vote?
Yes.
Craig Salizzi, how do you vote?
Yes.
Rob Ward, how do you vote?
Yes.
Vice Chair Bill Meyer votes yes. Okay, guys, we got that action item out of the way. Let's see where we are on the agenda. Maintenance.
Dave tied up for 8 years.
Thank you.
Yes. Good. But I bet if he...
You could be 15.
Yeah, congratulations, Ryan.
Thank you, guys.
We're glad.
Good job,
glad.
Thank you.
Okay, item number five, maintenance assistant program discussion. Kelly or Dave, you want to...
Our maintenance assistant program, which we call MAT, every year we get a certain amount of funds from the State Marine Board.
Okay.
And since we keep our parking fees at a minimal amount...
Which is the requirement, right?
Yes, they kick in some extra money to help us out. Well, there have been some changes in that for the next year, and so I think Kelly can explain that.
No, those are those bureaucratic changes.
What we're wanting to do is change our parking fee to $4 or $5 to make up the difference.
And forego the
maintenance assistant program.
Right.
Okay, Kelly's good. Well, welcome, Mike. I'd like to, for the record, Mike Buchwald did show up, and he is here.
Sorry I'm late.
Yeah, it's all right. You're of the right age. You get an excused absence. Any younger, you wouldn't get the absence. Kelly and David are talking about the MAP program. I had a little discussion with them earlier. Kelly, essentially, the State Marine Board dumped a extreme bureaucratic requirements on the accounting for the MAP program. And Kelly, is this fair to say that the bureaucracy of it is going to cost more than their contribution to the parking program?
So it would be, it used to be that every year we would get the money automatically. And then at the end of the year, I'd fill out a report to how much money went to the certain categories and send in that report, and then we were good. Now they're changing it to a two-year program, and you have to show a receipt for everything.
Every dime that's spent.
Every dime that's spent that's going to MAP, I have to show a receipt for. You can only submit the receipts once a month for reimbursement, and you can't get your final reimbursement until the program ends in 2023. So they're just making a huge headache out of the whole thing. But I also included behind tab, where was it?
It's got to be five.
Behind tab five.
Behind tab five, showing if we forego the MAP money and we upped our parking to $4 or $5.
Which is typical around here.
Which yes. is typical. It shows what we would be getting.
We come out way better.
Yeah,
we come out definitely better, but we've never been able to up our parking because of the MAP funds.
Plus, we would skip all the bureaucracy and that overhead.
How much would we usually get in a grant from them?
$19,000.
Well, we just started getting $19,000 last year. I believe it was like $17,000. It was less than that.
When the program started, it was less. Yeah. But it's been 19 every year since I've been here.
So if we went to $5 a spot, we would gain about $6,000 more than we otherwise.
Plus the reduction in office expense for the bureaucracy.
Yeah, all the BS.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the recommendation...
From staff,
David, is to... I want everybody on... What we're talking about is dropping out of the MAP program altogether, and then we're going to discuss, and this could be a separate item, but we're going to discuss
parking fees.
Yeah. Kelly and Dave, do we actually need a formal action item, or is this informative to the commission?
At this time, it was informative. Mm-hmm.
Chair?
Yes, Terry.
I have a big question. For some reason, I'm not the accountant of the group here, but we're going to give up so many $1,000s. Plus, we got to figure we're already getting $2 of that $4 or $5 per car right now.
Yeah.
I don't think you have a good accounting of what we're getting and what we're going to get and what we're giving up. Am I correct, Mike?
I don't know that.
Well, I haven't heard enough. I just haven't heard enough about it. So
right now we got.
I haven't heard. I wasn't prepared for this. I guess I just haven't heard enough about the numbers. I mean, we can all do the math if we get the numbers just right. We're already charging $2, right?
Yes.
But with
just
the,
because we go to 4 or 5 doesn't mean that's 4 or 5.
Well, Terry,
it means 2 or 3 more.
Yes, it does.
He makes a good point.
Less than 19,000.
Yeah, you got to look at a $3 delta is what you're talking about.
Well, yes, you're correct, Terry. And I don't think we would lose all that maintenance assistance funding, would we, Kelly? Is that?
The contract for this, the grant for the 2-year grant that they're doing, still has to be budgeted, but it also has to be in by January 31st.
Okay. So we need a decision.
But if we raise our fees.
But we can also charge launch fees too, then.
But if we raise our
fees. How much do we generate in parking now at $2?
Around 11,000.
11,000?
Yes.
Yeah, basically the 11,000 and the 19,000 comes to 30,000. So right now we're getting we'd have $30,000, and if we cancel this program, we're going to have 27,500. So we're talking about a roughly $2,500 backwards.
Where does the 19,000 come from?
Kelly?
The Oregon State Marine Board.
All right, so 19 and what, 11? Where'd the 30-something come from?
Wasn't 19 and 11 30?
I don't know. Did you say 30 or 37,000?
No, I said 30.
Okay, so we're losing 19 if we do away with the program. Stay where we're at $2, and that's $11,000. So if we raise it, are we tracking? So I don't know what that is.
Yes.
I can't do the math.
No, it is.
Yeah, we have been tracking, Mike, what we take in on parking fees, and
okay,
it's roughly $11,000 for the year is what we take in for.
So
the,
if we raise it to $5, multiply 11 times 1.5, because you're going to be getting, instead of 2, you're going to be getting 5.
So you're at 27,000.
Yeah, it would raise.
Yeah, 27,000. I don't feel comfortable with this. I'm just going to voice it right now. I'd much rather get the money from the state and leave it at the 2. If we need more money, we need to. Our process for checking parking sucks. And I'm going to tell you why. Because I've parked there numerous times and never paid. And I'm telling you right up front. And no one's ever said a word. And it's not that I don't want to pay. It's an oversight. And you know how many other people do that? We need to be more
hard-nosed
at collecting the $2 fee, and that $11,000 would become $15,000 or $20,000.
Kelly, let me ask you a question about the accounting process. If we had a credit card that we subscribed to that was only used for your parking lot maintenance, those would be the only charges, and no charges that should be applied to the MAP program are not on that. In other words, it accounts for all of our charges. Then on one statement, you have all of your accounting taken care of. As long as you have a unique credit card and it's only used for that particular function.
Okay, but there's times that the guys go to True Value, so I've got a True Value invoice that should be half MAP, charged to half MAP. All the guys' labor, half of that is charged to half MAP.
Okay, so that doesn't, so that we don't get past all the bureaucracy.
No.
So we're losing about $2,300 if we went to the $5 and dropped MAP. But we're gaining back whatever office time it would take to meet their latest requirements. That's the juggling, right, that we're doing?
Right. And then to comment on Terry's comment, if we've been looking into these parking machines,
uh-huh,
which would curb the people not paying.
Yes. Yeah. It would be cell-based and phone-based. Mm-hmm. There was some addition.
Is this a 2-year contract with this Marine Board for this?
Yes, they are going to a 2-year.
Can we cancel it 1 month in if we decide to?
Well, you'd have to ask.
How do we get out of it?
I don't know.
She doesn't know that. Okay.
Because, I mean, just my 2 cents is, yeah, there's some free money there. There's some bureaucracy there. But the bottom line, even if we just raised it $2 and we broke even, I haven't seen the math or anything, but let's just assume for a minute that if we increase the parking to $4 and it was a wash, and we just didn't have to do the administrative stuff, right? So we're still got the same amount of income. We're still passing the cost on to the users, which, I don't know. I don't think we want to do that.
Okay.
I don't. I'm telling you right now. Okay. We got a chance to get $19,000 free money rather than charge our tax-paying patrons $5. $2 is a hell of a lot more feasible than charging them $4 or $5 for parking. And we haven't been able to patrol it up successfully yet anyway. That $19,000 is guaranteed. If we have enough staff in that office to track those costs. And I firmly believe that. I'm sorry.
No.
If it ruffles feathers.
No. That's why we're having a discussion. No problem, Terry.
To speak to that point is, let's say for a minute that we didn't. Let's say that it was just overwhelmingly ridiculous, and at the end of this 2 years, we're just like, wow, we've had to hire someone else and all these additional costs. Then maybe we can make a move on it. But just to say, hey, man, we have some administrative costs here. It's going to be a pain in the butt. We really don't want to deal with it. Let's pass the cost on to our users. That's not what we're about, I don't think.
No, that's poor business.
After having this discussion, I agree with what's being said.
Yep, I don't disagree. I think the consensus, is this an action item we need one way or the other?
No,
this is informative. I think the consensus of the commission is that we keep it going. I think we need to look at streamlining how we account for it. And then we can all agree 2 years from now, let's give it a hard-nosed look and either pitch it or continue. Is that the consensus? Terry, is that what we're hearing?
That's my vote.
Okay.
And start the process well in advance of a deadline that's 10 days out.
Okay. Yeah, that was my question. The deadline is the 31st of this month?
For getting the...
Is that correct?
Yes, getting the application in, yes.
Okay, so just on that alone, everybody, I'm not supporting it. There's more information that I'd like to know to make that decision. But regardless of what we do, I would like to know about that 2-year contract. If you wanted out of it at any time, could we get out of it? I'd like the answer to that question by next meeting.
Excellent.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was briefly looking through here, and they don't have a termination clause that I could find anyway.
Well, I think it's pretty simple. If you want out of it, you just notify them, we don't want your $19,000. We're going to charge whatever we want.
Yeah. No,
road. I don't want to go down that road.
All right. Enough said. So I think right now the consensus of the group is, for at least for this next interim, we're going to continue on.
Yes.
That's the message that we're getting in this room. Okay. All right. Good. Well, I'm glad we had that discussion. I think that worked out all right. Manager and commission reports. David, Kelly, I'll turn it over to you guys. I'm not going to set a record, though. I've already lost the record for getting through the meeting. Thanks, Terry. That discussion kept me from beating your record. So
since we're on the
sorry, Bill, I felt strong.
since we're on the subject of parking, we're still checking into. We're dealing, calling about parking.
Yes.
Machines,
oh, good. That's correct.
Whether it be the phone app system or the actual automated fee machines in Port of Astoria, Port of Garibaldi, Port of Alsea, Port of Coos Bay, and Port of Newport so far, they all use automated fee machines.
Okay.
When we have talked to
phone base or site base?
It's they're on site. They're
a kiosk.
An actual machine that you can either put in a credit card or cash. They spit out a ticket, more or less.
Okay.
And the initial cost is about $10,000 a machine, I believe. Is that right, Kelly?
Close, yeah.
Yeah.
Still, enforcement is a little bit tricky.
Okay.
I think the Port of Garibaldi, they actually give a couple warnings, and then it's considered theft of services, and they turn it over to the police. But there is, no matter what we do, there's going to be
an enforcement issue.
And enforcement issues on it. And so it's something that we're still proceeding, and you know, by budget time, we'll talk about it again at some point, I guess,
okay.
When we get really serious when you guys decide.
Did they have any kind of a bottom line on the return on their investment at all?
No. Some of them charge $5. The majority of them charge $5. Some of them charge $10.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I believe the Port of Garibaldi actually charges $10 to park.
Okay.
I don't know if you do just a little bit of math. If we have 200 parking sites out there, if we say we have to 50% occupancy rate like we do with the campground, I mean, there's some serious revenue to be generated with that parking lot out there.
Yeah. And I know some people vary it according to the week. They have one rate on the weekend, one rate on during the week. So, but bottom line, David, we're still looking at this, and we're going to actually go visit some sites.
We've not found a site.
And I owe you an answer to my old stomping grounds, because where I grew up there in the harbor of Southern California, they have a phone-based system. You come in, there's a number on the parking spot, you go on your phone, you log in your license plate and how long you're going to be there, and you charge it to a card. And then if you're in the restaurant, you want to add an extra hour, it reminds you that you're going to lapse in a half an hour, do you want to add another hour to it? And it's a very easy system to use, and it's totally cell-based, phone-based. There's no entry arms, there's no physical kiosk.
And there's just one big central unit that your phone talks to, and
it just talks
in
over the internet.
And I know, but then it just...
Yeah.
You just tell it the number, and then it does its thing.
Yeah. So you contract with this service, and they provide the server, and everything gets routed through this central server and gets credited to your account.
So you don't have to have some unit at each parking space.
Nope, it's totally cloud based.
Nice.
And
Mr. Chairman, can I
jump in
a second? I would like to go on record as saying, I am not ever going to support a parking fee for that parking lot. And here's why. Our mission is to provide support for the local economy. If we were broke and destitute, we're thriving, we're going to have more troubles trying to enforce, trying to maintain meters, parking, whatever, than what it's going to be worth. Plus, you're going to alienate all of Old Town. I think it's something we can provide to Old Town. I mean, what are we going to make out of $30,000-$40,000? We don't know. I'm just going on record right now as I'm going to be hard pressed to support it. And I think there's better ways to do that. I think we could sell signboards to the local businesses that they could put in the parking mediums that they maintain. Charge them $500 a year, and they maintain a sign with directions and a menu to their restaurant. You know, when the people park, they can get out and see it. I mean, there's ways to do it without hurting the local economy.
A bad idea.
I'm sorry. I just
Well, I'm willing to look at all of them myself. Yep. But we did, we have been discussing it, so...
I know. And Terry, I
appreciate your... I know exactly what you're saying about...
my vote. I don't care how you guys vote. I'm not trying to influence you.
Well, I wonder...
The record is saying that, but I think it's part of our mission and the port statement to support the local economy. What do we do to support the local economy? Okay, we provide a campground so people can come here and go spend money there. Okay, I'll give you that. But why can't we provide parking?
Well, we are right now, and it is a, it definitely is an economic service to the Old Town. So
it is.
Yeah.
But why do we need to start charging and then trying to enforce and maintain and put gates or credit cards or, it's going to turn into a conglomerate? We have a hard enough time taking care of what we have going.
Okay.
Well, you know, Terry, I agree with everything you just said. I'm just thinking, well, we do have a parking lot that we charge for right now.
Yes.
Right out here. I wonder if, and it's hard to manage.
Like you.
I wonder if we ought to look into the possibility of getting something like Bill was talking about for the parking lot here, where it was more convenient for people to pay, for their parking spaces and have something like that.
So we could catch you when you show up and don't pay. Like you were talking about earlier? In other words...
Well, I don't know about that.
Well, no.
I think I don't want to say what Rob wants to think, but what I take from that is let's do a trial basis in the parking lot that we have for paying now and see how it works.
Well,
see how big of a hassle it is for the $2 that we're trying to collect.
Oh.
Well, I think that's what Rob is saying. But we've got...
For the boat parking, see how it works.
Okay, but we've got a fundamental issue because we've been talking to management about investigating a possible parking fee solution to the Nopal parking lot. Do we want? Yeah. We need a discussion.
I support that.
Okay. I don't want anybody chasing after something that we're not going to end up adopting. So we need
that's
to.
My vote.
Yeah.
That's
so I need to hear from the other commissioners.
I haven't changed my mind at all, even after listening to Terry. I'm more concerned about. I think we do. We provide a lot to the community. We provide a place to more boats. We provide a place for hundreds and hundreds of people to come down and destroy our parking lot. We provide a place for thousands of out-of-town people that have nothing to do with our community other than spend their money. Mm-hmm. They need a place to park, that's right. We also need some money to what? To maintain it? We haven't done anything to it for how many years?
Quite a few.
We haven't done anything to it for a long time, but we're going to have to eventually. That's got to come from someplace. So basically, our revenue is going to be from property taxes, and it's going to be from the campground, period. So I don't know. I mean, the longevity of some of the things we've talked about we want to do, we got to figure out a way to do it. Otherwise, let's stop where we're at. No growth. Let's don't do any more extending or building or anything because we have to have a way to support all that.
Okay.
And eventually, we're going to have to do something to the parking lots.
Well, then I've got a suggested path forward.
Let's hear what Craig has to say.
Yeah, CZ, jump in here.
I'm pretty open-minded to any solution. If that means we charge for parking there because it's necessary to maintain the parking lot, I'm not against that. It's kind of the nature of the beast in today's world a little bit. That's what everybody does. But I wouldn't go on the record saying I wouldn't support it 100%, but I would definitely look into it and entertain the idea of charging for parking just simply because we've got to spend money to maintain it.
Okay.
I think we've already agreed we're going to keep the parking lot rather than develop that area.
Yeah.
So,
well, we haven't. That's been the discussion. There's been no formal action. I've got a suggested path forward, kind of along the lines of what Rob was saying earlier, and it maybe can satisfy. We continue to ask David and Kelly to look at the various options for monitoring and paying. And we initially prototype it on our boat parking lot, the current lot that we met right currently charge parking for. And we see how that works out. And then we can have an ongoing discussion after that. And I'm willing to consider all arguments on the no-pole. But we use the marine parking lot, the ramp, boat ramp parking lot, as our pilot program if we can find something that we like in terms of how we handle the parking.
A parking program.
And I would dearly like to find one that was cell phone based, that didn't require any kiosk or any mechanical device that we had to support. People come in, we have the parking spots numbered, and they register and pay right on their phone. But whether that's available ideally for us or not. So anyway, but I don't want David and Kelly out chasing after something if it's going to not come to any kind of fruition. So if we're going to have them continue to look, let's say we're going to initially focus in on something that we can use for the boat ramp parking lot. Feedback. What do you think? Terry?
I stand behind that.
You can handle that?
I stand behind that.
Okay. And that way we can prototype it and see how it works out. And then we still have the decision whether or not we go along with Terry's program, which is let's keep it on as a public service on the no-pole. But maybe at the same time we can improve our monitoring and our collection on our marine lot.
Yeah.
Consensus?
Yeah, I don't have any problem with that.
All
that
right. David, yeah. Kelly, is that enough feedback?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. They say it is. Okay. All right. Let's get this wrapped. I have no reports to make. I've already said enough.
Terry said.
Jump in there, Terry. I'm sorry I talked over you. Go ahead.
We need to consider a proposal to the tenants using our private parking lot across from Noble. I mean, they're claiming that as their own private parking.
Oh yeah, we haven't addressed that at all.
Say that again.
Well, the BJ parking lot and the coffee shop parking lot.
Yes, I remember.
It's owned by us, and I don't think any of those. We haven't had any discussion, David, with any of them.
We have not yet.
No, David has not had a discussion with them. So, the first thing we need to do is alert them that it is ours, and then what?
Yeah, that's a good idea. I think that we ought to do that by letter.
Okay.
Put it in writing and let them know that that's our parking area.
Yeah, and then consider. Then we can consider at another meeting how we want to address it after we initially do a notification. Kind of give them some shock that they that parking lot is owned by the port, because that entire parking lot is owned by the port. It's a separate tax lot from the BJ and from the coffee shop. So. Instructions to David and Kelly, what the instructions are to initially notify those owners, and then we take up the discussion at another time.
I think before we notify them of that, we kind of need, I mean, they're going to say, well, how much are you going to charge if you're going to charge us something? I think we need to kind of have some answers before we start talking to them about that.
Okay. Well, we can talk about that, but they need to be put on notice.
Yeah.
I mean, I think we ought to tell them that that's our parking lot, and we'll discuss it in the future.
Yeah, we're not noticing them that we're going to charge them now. We're just noticing.
No, we need to let them know so that they can be thinking about what we're thinking about.
Yeah.
Or the best case scenario is to put up a sign there that says, this parking lot is owned by the Port of Site Use Law, open to the public.
Yeah, except that it needs some maintenance, and I would like to have a lease contract with those businesses so that we can turn around, because it is in pretty bad shape. It's in terms of parking lots that we own, I'm not very proud of it, but I never knew that we owned it when I was looking at what poor shape it was in. So I think we need to...
Our insurance representative will tell you here that we ought to look into that immediately, because if someone does twist their ankle, regardless... they're going to find out who owns it, and they're going to come after.
Okay.
They're going to come after us.
Okay. Well, right now it's not budgeted in the, but it sounds like something we may want to put in our budget for this upcoming budget year. Or we do it, we can do what Mike likes, we can do an emergency budget and bring one up midterm. I think he was just about to suggest that. No, I guess he wasn't. I take it back.
Greg, am I right about that, though, if they wouldn't come back?
Yeah, I didn't even realize we owned those. But any property that the port has needs to be well maintained or somebody could get
it. Yeah, that's an excellent point that I hadn't even... Good call, C. Oh no, good call, Terry, and thanks for backing Terry up, CZ. Okay.
Yeah.
But what conclusion have we come to here, fellas? So the first conclusion is we're going to notify the owners. We're not mentioning any charges at this point. We're going to notify the owners, and then what? We're going to discuss how we maintain and what lease arrangement. I know that the city leases the parking lot from the owners of the Lotus. And so I can see what kind of a lease rate they charge on that, and then that'll give us kind of an index of what we may be able to, what may be a reasonable charge to the coffee shop and the BJ's.
Might be a better point for Dave to get bids to improve that parking lot, and we can use that to factor in how much we need to charge to recover that.
All right.
Okay. See what Ray Wells charged.
I like that.
Put up the 8 spots reserved for BJ's ice cream and 3 for the coffee. You know, they can put up their reserve signs.
Yeah.
But that's one way. We need to know that number to improve it before we try talking lease, I think.
Okay, good.
Well, we got to remember that one of those buildings there is owned by the Port of Sayuslaw, so our tenant is using, we have a tenant that's using that parking lot also.
Well, we can just figure that all in when we go to calculate it. Yeah, excellent. Excellent discussion. Anything more on that? I think what the consensus, a couple of action items we're talking about. Well, not an action item.
No.
Pardon me. Discussion item. David is going to notify the owners that we own that parking lot, and then we're going to see if it, what's going to cost to upgrade that parking lot, which, Terry, it's going to be about $5 a square foot, don't you figure? Oh, no, we've got inflation. It's going to be 7, maybe more.
No idea.
Okay.
I don't know why I'm looking
at it. All right, I'll stop being smart, Alec.
Talk to Ray Wells.
Yeah.
They've charged.
Dave, is that clear enough?
Yes.
Okay. All right, excellent. Anything else for the good of the group?
I have a question.
Rob Bourne.
David, where are we on the Coast Guard mortgage situation?
We have not heard anything back from them yet.
Okay.
The project's set to take place in 2023. They've had their boats down here to make sure they're fit, and I haven't had any discussion with them since that time.
So okay.
I'm assuming that it's something that's going to happen. I mean, there's
They haven't notified the city yet. I was asking,
for so what?
They need any, aren't they in the city limits?
For any
modification in building, construction?
They're out where they are?
They're going to rebuild and decommission their dock.
So if they do any construction and they're in the city limits, there would be permits, I would assume.
I don't know if the city limits out there follows the middle of the river or the shoreline.
You talk like a surveyor.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know either.
The meeting we had with them said the project was approved and budgeted, and it was, but you know how things change. I
maybe the federal government has a bigger hammer.
I think they do. Anyway, I don't think it would be an impediment anyway.
No.
I can't imagine it would be.
No. All right. Were you on Trash Island?
Terry, that's something that we talked about
That's a property matter that we can only discuss in executive session.
I think I sent you a manager report, though.
We could say that island is not on port property.
Yeah, well, We know that that island is not owned by the
force. Okay, if that's public information, let's share with the committee. What Rob pointed out that is public information is that island is not port property. It is a responsibility of another property owner. We think we know who it is, but anyway, bottom line, it's not port property. That's all we need to say.
Hey, Dave?
Yeah.
Remember when we went through the talk about port property that needed maintenance and we did that trail, put a handrail and steps?
Yep.
Did you ever put any...
What were you going to say, lights?
Yep.
We did not put in lights, but we did put the handrail and clean it up, but we did not put in walking lights.
I thought we were going to put those little solar lights in there. So.
Yeah, now that you talk about that, I remember that discussion we had, but we have not done it.
I've got a question of you, insurance man.
Yeah.
If, in fact, you don't light it, then you don't have to maintain the lights. And is it a liability if you don't light it? Because there's all kinds of public trails that are not lit. But the minute you light it, and if it's not properly maintained or if it's not properly lit, does that increase your liability?
Well, the first thing I would say is we would properly maintain it.
Okay.
And if we do that, we're a heck of a lot more defensible in the event of a claim.
Okay.
Yeah, we've
all right. Just what I would ask.
You can look at both sides of it, but the best practice would be to make it as safe as you could possibly maintain it well, and then you're defensible in the event of a claim.
Okay.
And we've got signage up there now, too, Craig.
Right.
So.
Yeah, it looks good. I just wondered, I was thinking about these parking lots that need maintenance, and I was thinking, they don't have lights.
No, right? I forgot about that conversation we had, but yes, I remember it now.
I just wondered, okay. I have some I can donate.
Well, I'm well past the time now. I can't even.
Jack them in.
Man,
we're going to fire you.
I think I'm at this is now going on one of the longest meetings of the year. Okay. Anything more before we wrap this sucker up? All right. Hearing none, this meeting is adjourned. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
See you next time.
Well, I'll sign your checks now, Kelly. Who said it was going to be a quick meeting? That was good. That was a good discussion, though. It really was.
Well, I remember several months ago when we had that meeting about, I asked and asked and asked. I said, so you're sure that we're going to charge for parking out there now to proceed with?
That's why that.